An important announcement for our WIBC listeners. Starting Sunday, October 27th, the Voice of Health moves up an hour earlier to our new time slot. You can now hear the Voice of Health every Sunday night at 8 p.m. on 93.1 FM WIBC. Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, today we're going to talk about chiropractic care. It's Chiropractic Awareness Month.
Ooh,
this month.
Excellent.
Yes. And so, Dr. Prather, let's talk about the history of chiropractic.
Chiropractic is credited to a gentleman called D.D. Palmer, and he made the first adjustment in 1895, so quite a while ago.
Uh-huh.
And he started the chiropractic profession, and now he didn't claim that he was the first one to adjust the spine. There was osteopathy before they even started with that. Also, even back, way back, there was someone called bone setters, and the British were very heavy into that. Matter of fact, Queen Victoria, her physician was a bone setter, and even now, the royal family, British family, has chiropractic done. That's a very important part of what they consider part of their health program.
Mm-hmm.
It started with her, and then carried on down. Also, the Chinese, Egyptians, Hippocrates talked about chiropractic also.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a type of adjusting. So what he did was he actually claimed to be the first one to do a specific adjustment with the idea of opening up the nerve interference. So it was philosophical and a certain type of technique that really made that what he considered chiropractic.
You're talking about D.D. Palmer.
D.D. Okay. Palmer. So he started a school, and then it was followed up by his son, B.J. Palmer, who...
They have letters for first names.
So. Yes, I know. You know, I guess they were so important that they had to have letters instead of... initials instead of... Right.
Yeah, initials, yeah.
Yeah. So B.J. Palmer, his first name was Bartlett. No wonder he wanted to be called B.J. instead.
Sorry to all those Bartletts out
there. Yeah, right. Really got it set in place and followed chiropractic through its infancy, and then got it going within the into the well known as one of the major professions out there.
And is B.J. the one that was friends with Henry Ford and Thomas Edison?
Yes.
In fact, when we went to the Edison home, remember down in Florida, the summer home. Down in Fort Myers area, we were doing a tour of the house and we saw an adjusting table.
Sure. And he said, well, B.J. Palmer had a place right next door, and so he would come over and adjust Thomas Edison whenever he got an opportunity to.
I'm sure he adjusted Henry Ford too.
Oh yeah.
Interesting. And your mom was named after him, B.J.,
yes.
Betty Jane, right? Betty Jean.
Betty Jean.
Betty
Kruger.
Jean.
Yeah, B.J.
Yeah.
B.J. Kruger was her name.
Because your grandfather was a chiropractor.
Correct. Correct.
And how many family members do you have that are chiropractors?
Four other family members that are chiropractors.
Mm-hmm.
So it runs in the family.
Yeah. So you're all well-adjusted.
Yeah.
So why was chiropractic not accepted for a long time?
Well, an interesting thing is people say, well, it's just chiropractic that wasn't accepted. And that's not true. There was a group of, back in as late as 1915, if you were looking at the people who were considered allopathic medical doctors, only 15% of those medical doctors at that time were in the group called Asclepians, which is a healthcare system that is now the prominent philosophy of healthcare. So it wasn't just chiropractic that was tried to be eliminated, but whole systems of healthcare were eliminated. So what happened in 1915 is the the Rockefellers, Carnegies, the Warburgs, the Chases, who helped to form the Federal Reserve, decided that the Asclepian system would be the only system of healthcare, which was pharmaceutically based. And of course, they had bought all the pharmaceutical companies. So they had decided to go after and establish that as the only healthcare system so that they could sell more pharmaceuticals. So they eliminated first the other 85% of allopathic healthcare systems, which included homeopathy, osteopathy. Osteopathic was actually a separate profession, but within there was physiologists, Hippocratic system. In other words, there was a whole bunch of systems of healthcare that were out there. And first, they eliminated all those within the medical profession. And then there was a group of 35 professions that didn't claim to be allopathic, but were involved in different aspects of healthcare. That was osteopathy, podiatry, which at the time they were called chiropodists. There was naturopaths, chiropractors, nursing was actually one of those.
That was separate, yeah.
Yeah, separate. And they either absorbed them, like osteopathic, nursing, chiropodists were changed into podiatrists and were made more medical. So they either absorbed them or eliminated them. Mm. And so there was a group of 35 that they went after to get those eliminated. And chiropractic was the only one that survived.
Mm.
So were they targeting just chiropractic? No. It's just that the chiropractors were really, really stubborn and refused to go away.
You're stubborn.
So it wasn't just chiropractic that was gone afterwards, but there was a whole campaign that was put together to eliminate all the different systems of healthcare that weren't under the Asclepian control.
And so chiropractic isn't the only one that didn't either get eliminated or go under the AMA, the American Medical Association.
Correct. They were the only one that resisted of all the different groups.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
So, history. You know, it wasn't that chiropractic was, that was just a quack profession.
Mm-hmm.
Which, interestingly, quack comes from the term quicksilver. Quackensilver was mm-hmm. a German term for that. And so, which is mercury. And the main medicine before they started pharmaceuticals for the Asclepians was mercury, quicksilver. That was what they were. And so everybody called the Asclepians quacks.
Ah.
That was the term that was the term that they used for Asclepians.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Asclepians took over, they decided to take their derogatory name and put it on anybody else instead of on them because it had such a bad connotation.
Interesting.
And what basically a quack is someone who uses a medicine, true definition of quack, is anybody who uses a medicine that causes more problems than the original problem actually was.
And more harm.
More harm.
Mm-hmm.
So, mercury is excellent for clearing up infections. It was very highly used for syphilis, was the main thing it was used for. It was also excellent for clearing out sinuses. If you sniff a little mercury up your nose, your sinuses are going to be clear for the rest of your life. You're going to go crazy and have kidney failure, and your heart's going to fail, and your liver.
So don't do that.
But your sinuses are clear, and it also clears up syphilis. So those are the things that it was used for.
Now, you've mentioned Asclepian, and we did a show not too long ago about Christianity and alternative medicine.
Sure.
And you, because people found it very interesting, and you talked about the Asclepians there. So if people are interested, that's the show that we would refer to.
Yeah, and we're not against pharmaceuticals or a lot of the thoughts that the Asclepians had, but they did get into the system and then dominate it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So let's talk about the Wilt case and what was shown in court. If you want to explain a little bit about the Wilt case, will help us understand chiropractic a little more.
Sure. One of the things is that there was a gentleman who was in the AMA who had access to their records on their attempts to eliminate chiropractic.
And the AMA stands for American Medical
Association in Chicago. And he took it to a group of chiropractors. One of them was Chester Wilk, who I actually did a radio program with him several years ago, about 10 years ago. And so we have that on archives about how he went through the whole case. And then what they did was they presented and then sued the AMA for attempting to eliminate chiropractic and restriction of trade, and won. It was proven in court that the American Medical Association fostered false information against chiropractic and worked to restrict trade to eliminate the profession of chiropractic.
And this went to the federal level, right?
This went to the Supreme Court. Federal level. Mm-hmm. Not to the Supreme Court, but to a high level federal court. Mm-hmm. And they were actually able to prove that was a system, that they were systematically spending money to eliminate chiropractic. Mm-hmm. And showed that they were giving out false information. Matter of fact, one of the things that kind of sealed it was the argument for the American Medical Association was, well, we were just doing our duty, trying to protect the population from a non-scientific healthcare system. And one of the things that cinched it was that the AMA sponsored 6 studies on chiropractic to then present those as evidence that chiropractic didn't work. Mm-hmm. And then use that to be able to eliminate chiropractic. But the 6 studies all showed that chiropractic worked extremely well and better than surgery or drugs, and that they suppressed that information. So the whole argument that they were trying to, their own studies, mm-hmm. prove that chiropractic was extremely effective and more effective than what they had to offer. So that whole argument went right out the window. So it
and
was.
And this was when? 19?
It was 1982.
Not that long ago.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, when we come back, more on chiropractic care.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
We think a lot about prescription medicine and the liver. The liver's always being checked, the levels. Maybe the kidney's not getting enough attention.
Yes, and that is one thing that we've seen where we've done a check on people's medication. And we said, you shouldn't be taking this with chronic kidney disease. Mm-hmm. And then their primary care physician said, well, I didn't even know they had chronic kidney disease. That is part of the thing that we do at the office is we check to see what diseases they have and then cross-check it with the pharmaceuticals. And it's amazing how many people are on pharmaceuticals that they shouldn't be on for chronic kidney disease.
Well, how is chronic kidney disease treated medically?
Basically, what they try to do is to control the diabetes and the hypertension, try to keep those under control. Weight loss is another different type of factor. Dietary changes are also important. There are no medications for chronic kidney disease that help the kidneys. That is a real failure of the medical community. When I've talked to medical doctors and showed them some of the changes that we're able to make on the kidneys with the changes in blood work, they said, I didn't know you could do that. We've taken people with 25 glomerular filtration rate up to 60, 65. And
where should they be?
Well, you should be above 60. Anything below 60 mm-hmm. is considered kidney disease. The glomerular filtration rate should be in the hundreds. 100, 115 is really where it should be. 85 is considered really a healthy kidney. Hypertension is the number 2 reason that people have problems with their kidneys and kidney destruction. It's a very interesting type of a sort of a loop, kind of a catch-22. If you start to develop chronic kidney disease, then that leads to hypertension. Hypertension wears out the kidneys. because of the extra pressure that goes in through there. 70% of all hypertension, all high blood pressure, comes from kidney disease. The medical solution on that is to take antihypertensive drugs, mm-hmm. high blood pressure drugs, to lower the blood pressure, which helps the kidneys, but then the high blood pressure medicine actually helps to destroy the kidneys itself. There are points where you need to use high blood pressure medicine to keep the blood pressure down, but you should be working to fix the kidneys so that you can reduce the high blood pressure medicine. So you want to help to control the blood pressure with as least amount of damage to the kidneys as possible. And then you want to heal the kidneys as quickly as possible so you can reduce the blood pressure medicine also.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Ah! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about chiropractic care. It is Chiropractic Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Prather, you talked about the history of chiropractic and the Wilk case. Is chiropractic becoming more accepted now?
Yes, it is. Matter of fact, one of the things that we're seeing is that most orthopedic offices have a chiropractor on staff.
Hospitals are doing that.
Mm-hmm. One of the big things that we're about is integrating healthcare into together. Mm-hmm. So the Asclepian pharmaceutical model has a tremendous amount of benefits. The pharmaceuticals are classified as poisons. Poisons can really get symptoms under control in acute situations. So very, very beneficial, can be very useful. Surgery, obviously, is an important part. And interestingly enough, the surgeons were separate, but they combined together. Mm-hmm. But they were a separate group. That was one of the groups that they brought into their system. So a little side note.
Yeah.
What we're really looking for is to integrate the two, because we don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Right.
What we want to do is to bring structure function care, mm-hmm. which is involved in bringing the body back into homeostasis, and homeostasis is balance, and homeostasis is the definition of health. So structure function increases the health of the body. Whereas when you're looking for pharmaceutical care, it's more crisis care, which is it really stands out in, mm-hmm. and also getting symptoms under control until you can get the body healthier.
Right.
And the proper split on that of the two different types of systems is 80% should be structure function care, mm-hmm. and 20% should be disease care or pharmaceutical care. With that kind of a split, we could really make a difference in the healthcare in America. So we're really trying to, in our office, we have a medical director, we have nurse practitioners, we have occupational therapists, mm-hmm. massage therapists. So we're really trying to have an integrated type of approach where we get the best of both worlds and then be able to integrate them into the whole healthcare system.
Right.
And then provide that with, which is really what is best for the public.
Yes. So when people come in, they might have heard of something negative about chiropractic. They're sure. a little nervous. We have a patient testimony coming up at the end of the show, the segment, which was that case. So is chiropractic safe?
Yes. Chiropractors have the lowest malpractice insurance of any healthcare professional out there, and I mean any healthcare professional. Mm. I've had nurses work for me who paid more in malpractice than I did, and they weren't even dispensing drugs. So, and insurance companies really understand the risk involved mm-hmm. in all the different types of care. They have the statistics, and chiropractic is by far the safest healthcare profession out there. The things that we do just doesn't cause harm. And one of the big things is that there was a tremendous amount of misinformation that was put out there. The American Medical Association had a very large budget that they would do on an annual type of basis, and would actually promote negative information. One of the things is they were supposed to cease and desist, and we have information that they haven't. If you were going to, you can't put a positive spin in any movie, in any television show out there on chiropractic. It always has to be negative. Otherwise, they will come in and pull all their advertising.
Wow.
So there is a, and when you're talking about like hospital shows, any type of a medical mark, for those who don't know, Dr. Welby, MD, was an old show. Yeah. It was actually completely thought of and written by the American Medical Association as a means of getting, as a means of propaganda to the public. It was put together by them. So any type of news article, news reporting, they will pull money from you. If you have something positive on chiropractic, they will give you money. The going rate right now for a negative article against chiropractic is $10,000 to write an article.
And that's
negative.
Still going on now.
And unfortunately, we have very good information that it's still going on. It was supposed to have been stopped, but we're trying to find out if it hasn't stopped. But there's very good information that they're still spending quite a bit of money, and I'm talking about like $100 million a year on negative information against chiropractic, funded by the pharmaceutical companies. Now, you know, the whole thing is that it is very true that there's a big push to start to incorporate chiropractic as along with many other modalities, acupuncture, you know, to get that going, as an alternative to a lot of the different types of drugs that are out there, which are causing a huge amount of problems. We've seen what's happened with the opioid crisis and how much we should trust our pharmaceutical companies for looking out for the best in us. They're corporations, you know, and what they're doing is looking at the bottom line. So we need to be diligent on that. We need to take away power. We shouldn't have the trust and faith in the pharmaceutical companies that we do. We need to have a much better oversight of them than what we're having at this point, and allow truthful information. You know, we need to, as chiropractic, be able to be under scrutiny and make sure that we're doing the proper type of care that we need to do and getting the results we have, sure. But we need to have truthful reporting and truthful research on that, not misinformation that is only there to keep public from health, to experiencing the full health that they should, without the dangers of pharmaceuticals that are very evident.
Okay. Well, one thing I want to talk about is people talk about different techniques. There's quite a few different techniques in chiropractic.
Yes.
And why you're different, because we'll hear, are you going to pop, are you going to crack, you know.
Certainly.
So maybe talking about the technique we do at the Prather practice.
Yes, there are 40 different, within the American Chiropractic Association, there's 40 recognized different systems, not just techniques, but systems of adjusting. In matter of fact, a friend of mine did our own study on how many are out there, and we came up with 400.
Wow.
So there are a lot of different ways of approaching chiropractic. And there are two basic philosophies that are within chiropractic. About 80% of the chiropractors believe in mobilization techniques. Now, mobilization techniques is where you take the spine to its maximum rotation, and then you take it a little bit farther. That's when you get a pop or a snap. 20% of the chiropractors believe in alignment. So what we do is all adjusting is within the spinal range of motion. There's no adjusting outside of the range of motion of the body. So you never would get a pop. So we never have a pop or a snap. And everything is taken from where the spine is misaligned towards the normal. So it's a very easy, gentle type of a process. Matter of fact, most of the people sit there and say, wow, that was, I've had chiropractic before, but that was, I feel really great, but, you know, I don't, sometimes I don't feel like I did anything because it was so gentle. And I always say, well, if I'm taking it from abnormal to normal, it doesn't take a whole lot of a force because the body wants to go back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, the less force that you use to accomplish the adjustment, the better it holds. So you want to be as light as and gentle as possible and still get it back into place. That's where you get the best results. Mm-hmm. So we do not have the anything beyond range of motion, so we never pop or snap.
Mm.
You know, yeah. there's none of that sound.
More of a non-force type of adjustment.
It's definitely what would be considered more non-force. I feel better results, otherwise that's why I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
There are again quite a few chiropractors. So for those of you who about 15, they found that about 15% of the population really likes the what's called diversified, the mm-hmm. mobilization techniques.
Mm-hmm.
About 85% of the people don't.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got 20% of the chiropractors trying to take care of 85% of the population, and 80% taking care of 15%.
Interesting.
So I do have people who come in who prefer that type of adjustment, and I just refer them on to other chiropractors that I know that are good at that, mm-hmm. and then refer to them.
Yes, and both you and Dr. Dodge is our associate, and we'll be hearing from him in the next segment.
Oh, excellent.
Both do the same type of adjustment.
Oh, yes.
Non-force.
Yeah, we really enjoy each other's adjustments, that's
yes.
for sure.
So, Dr. Prather, we have a little time here. I want you to talk about what is your vision of chiropractic in the future?
Well, the vision of chiropractic is that it's an integrated portion of the whole practice. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, we want, the research is really one of the most important things. We're not allowed to do research because any scientist, any research project that chiropractic would did, that person was blackballed. So we couldn't do research for an awful long time.
Mm.
Now we have some finances, getting some excellent research, finding out what really works, how we can improve that and get much, much better results, and a normal part of the healthcare system, so that everyone who comes in not only is being checked for all the other things, but also to see if they need a chiropractic. So I would really like to see chiropractic involved in the primary care healthcare system for the average American.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And the effect it has on the nervous system, we're going to talk more about that.
And it really, one of the things is that we really see this doing is as something really improving the healthcare of the American, really solving the healthcare crisis.
Great. And when we come back, we're going to hear from Dr. Dodge, our associate chiropractor.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Come to the doctor. She goes, did you know you're allergic to wheat? I did not know that. She said, do you eat a lot of gluten? I don't know what gluten is, but yes, I would say yes. I think I'm mostly gluten, to be honest with you. I don't know. And she gave me a book of things that have gluten in it. You know what has gluten in it? Every day! I said, check again. Maybe it's just cancer. I didn't take it well. Have you tried gluten-free stuff? It needs gluten.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
How does the hair analysis help find the root cause of health issues?
When you're actually trying to discover what's going on in an individual, so many things can result with mineral imbalance or a heavy metal toxicity. That's one reason that I recommend it be done at least once a year. And if there's any type of important disease process going on or unexplained symptoms, checking on the hair analysis really can show a tremendous amount and reveal the underlying problem. One of of the most important things that we're looking on a hair analysis is the possibility of heavy metal toxicity. Any type of autoimmune disease could begin with a heavy metal toxicity or any type of neurological conditions, MS, ALS. A lot of those types of diseases can be kicked off by heavy metal toxicity, including a whole host of symptoms that would be hard to explain any other way.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. An important announcement for our WIBC listeners. Starting Sunday, October 27th, the Voice of Health moves up an hour earlier to our new time slot. You can now hear the Voice of Health every Sunday night at 8 p.m. on 93.1 FM WIBC. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. Well, I have the pleasure today of talking with and interviewing Dr. Dodge, our associate chiropractor. Welcome, Dr. Dodge.
Thank you.
We are so glad to have you here at The Prather Practice.
And I am excited to be here.
Yes.
Very excited to be here.
And our patients have nothing but wonderful things to say about you. So I want the listeners to know, get to know you.
Okay.
So let's talk about, first of all, why did you want to become a chiropractor? Or do you remember that moment?
It was, I guess there was a moment, but to understand that moment, I got to tell a little more of the story.
Okay.
First, I grew up in the emergency room and the medicine chest. I hadn't heard of chiropractic until well after I was married. As far as any alternative health care, I didn't know there was any such thing growing up.
Uh-huh.
And we had a couple of kids, and they had colic issues and other digestive issues. And what first got me interested in chiropractic is my wife was taking them to a chiropractor, and they got better.
Mm.
And I was shocked. I'm like, how in the world? What in the world's going on? And she convinced me to go reluctantly. I was extremely reluctant and probably one the type of patient that I would not appreciate.
That's why you have so
and that patience. May be a story. Yeah, that's a story for a whole nother time. But eventually, I really realized how much change was going on in my life as well. And I realized that I had been living in a fog of pain that I didn't realize I was living in. And my chiropractor, who I thought was certifiable, I thought he was a quack. I thought he was whacked. But I was amazed with the results that we were getting.
Yes.
Well, he kept telling me, you know, you'd make a great chiropractor every time I came in. And I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. And my job eventually changed where I got promoted and was moved across the country. And as we were traveling, we had friends from undergrad that were staying in Davenport, Iowa. He was at chiropractic school. And we were going to stop for a night, stay the night with them, and continue on. Well, that night became an entire weekend. And he took us to the chiropractic school, and I went on a tour. And as I was there and listening to him, I realized, oh my word, this is where I need to be.
Wow.
When I was under contracts with my job, so I went and completed the contract, and a few years later went back to school.
Wow, went back to Davenport.
Went back to Davenport. Yeah.
That's quite a story.
I mean, like I said, if I just told you, well, I was there, and there's a backstory to it.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I felt like that's where I was supposed to be, and it was just, I can't describe the feeling other than just knowing that I was in the right place.
Uh-huh. So when you went to this chiropractor and he saw something in you, you know, do you know what that was?
No idea. No idea.
Because he was right on.
But what's funny is right before, after a couple of years, you know, that feeling of that's where I'm supposed to be kind of dies down. You know, I'm working really hard at another job, at a brokerage firm. So really hard.
Were you going to school and?
No.
Doing the job?
Nope. I was on the East Coast.
Okay.
Working for a Boston-based brokerage firm and working my way up in the company.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on vacation back where my chiropractor was, and I needed to get a physical. And I'm like, oh, dang, I need this, because when I get back, I'm doing something that I need the physical for.
Yeah.
Go to my old chiropractor, and he goes, hey, weren't you going to go to chiropractic school? And then it all came rushing back. And, you know, that was in the summer, and my last day of that at that job was December 31st. And I was heading to chiropractic school.
Turned back since.
Yep, that's right.
So you went to Palmer, which is the very first chiropractic school.
That's correct. There's a ton of history there.
In exciting Davenport, Iowa.
Exciting, yes.
And you had two children at the time?
I had three children at the time. I went with three and left with five.
Well, you had time for something else.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I guess so.
Well, now, you have had your own practice.
I have.
But moved here and joined our practice, which we're so glad. So you understand what it takes to own your own practice.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what have you learned about since being a chiropractor? What have you learned?
Well, one thing I learned, and it was early on in practice, I learned that we are specialists.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is we know way more than I realized we did about the anatomy of the spine,
mm-hmm.
the spinal cord, and the nerves than a lot of general practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be blanket and say all general, but a lot of them that I've come in contact with and talk about, I was amazed at how much more we knew.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I had a patient come in, and he had a heart condition. His heart was skipping beats. He couldn't walk up his driveway. He couldn't play basketball with his kids. He had several teenage boys.
Mm.
And there was a lot of stuff he couldn't do anymore. And it had just started, you know, the past month or two. And, you know, I wasn't going to touch him with a 10-foot pole without him working with a cardiologist, or at least his general practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found is I found some issues in the upper thoracic spine. And I was talking with his general practitioner. He's like, okay, so how is chiropractic helping? Because it helped. He didn't have to get surgery. They wanted to do an ablation, and he didn't need it. It was an electrical issue. Oh, electrical issue that has to do with nerves. And and when he and I were talking, I didn't want to insult his intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And I very quickly, he's like, he asked me, so what are you doing that can help his heart?
Mm-hmm.
And I was very simply said, very simply and quickly said, well, doc, as you well know, the sympathetic trunk for the heart it comes from T1 through T4, and he's got this issue and that issue. And he goes, whoa, time out. What did you just say? It was at that moment I realized, wait a second, he didn't understand what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat down and talked about it in a little more detail because, he told me, you got to realize we don't get that in school.
Mm-hmm.
And so talking about the parasympathetic and the sympathetic nervous systems, and not just them in general, but specifically where this affects and what this nerve affects and what this nerve affects,
mm-hmm.
That's something that we do specialize in.
And when you said T1 to T4, you're talking about the thoracic area,
thoracic
vertebrae.
That's right, the very upper back.
Uh-huh, yeah. In a lot of ways, I feel like chiropractors should be called nervous system doctors, you know?
I would agree. I would agree.
Nerve doctors.
We're not bone doctors.
Right. Way beyond that. In fact, I saw you a couple weeks ago. I had hit my head, remember?
Oh, yep, I do.
Yeah, and you adjusted me, and I just felt a swoosh. I could just feel the nervous system. It's even hard to explain, but everything relaxed.
It's like everything turns back on.
Yes.
And the pain nerves turn off.
Yeah. And you did a wonderful job, because I'm married to Dr. Prather.
Well, thank you.
And, you know, and I'm like, I'm going to have Dr. Dodge adjust me, and I'm going to have you adjust me from now on. That was wonderful. It was. It was a great experience.
I enjoyed doing it, so thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, what do you like most about being a chiropractor?
I love patient care.
Mm-hmm.
I love interacting with the patients. I love taking those that are nervous or scared or hurt and being able to walk them through the process. If I have to slow down a little bit, I have to slow down a little bit to help get them through that first process. I hated running a business. And that's why I'm here now and not elsewhere.
I know, and you understand, so it's nice when it...
Well, and I love, and I love being here where I'm not running the business, but can totally focus on patient care.
Yes.
I love doing that, but I love seeing their reactions. I've had patients just grin from ear to ear mm-hmm. about how their lives have changed. Mm-hmm. I've had patients in tears, crying because they are so grateful for what they can do that they weren't able to do mm-hmm. and what they don't have to do anymore.
Yeah.
I love getting hit by patients, which sounds really strange, but you know, with the Atlas orthogonal adjustment, it's
they're not hurt you.
No, nobody's hurt me yet, and I laugh about them, and I laugh about it with them, and I tell them that I will never let them live it down, and they bring it up, but you know that Atlas orthogonal adjustment is such a different adjustment than anyone is used to.
Yeah.
And them for them to have such immediate reactions afterwards. My favorite one was when a patient afterwards, she's like, oh, get out of here, and just reached up and smacked me. Whack. And I was taken back a little bit, and then I just busted up laughing, and she was horrified. But because I laughed, she laughed. And that whole interchange
was that a reflex?
And that's exactly what it was. It was a reflex for her. But it was hilarious. And I love that. I uh-huh. love that. I love to see people's reactions to the changes they receive.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you have such compassion and care. You're very authentic and genuine. People know you really care about them. So,
thank you. I try to treat everybody as if they're my brother or sister or mom or dad.
Mm-hmm.
Or son or daughter. I need to say that now since I'm getting a little older.
So what's one thing you want? I know you're involved in some other things.
I am in the Army Reserve.
Army though. Reserve. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm also a member of the American Legion.
Okay. So, and I know you go away 1 week in a month to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. I want our listeners to know that. We appreciate that, too. Serving.
I love doing that as well.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Dodge. We enjoy having you here, and thank you for your time. And people can see you on our Facebook Live every other Friday.
It's not every other Friday, but it's frequently, and we need to get on there very soon. We missed the last Friday, so I may just grab a phone one of these days secretly and do it.
Yeah,
so
that's we'll for our drawing for a 60-minute massage.
That's right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
So how is the thyroid best checked?
The thyroid is checked with blood tests. A very common thing that occurs is that doctors check your thyroid and just check the TSH and say, oh, you're fine. It's not high. But the thyroid is much more involved than that. Matter of fact, we have about 35 blood tests for that. And one of the most important ones is the iodine levels. Because even if your thyroid levels are normal, if your iodine is low, then you don't have a properly functioning thyroid hormones.
Well, I know in our extensive blood work, iodine is included.
Iodine is included, especially here in Indiana. You need to include that because otherwise you're missing a very big factor along those lines. People have been said, hey, you know, your thyroid's fine. We recheck it and then also do much further blood tests, especially the iodine. Mm-hmm. And once we get all those things balanced out, all of those symptoms that are coming from the low thyroid go away.
And you're talking about sometimes people come in and say, well, I was told my thyroid is fine, but they're just checking.
They're not really being thorough on the thyroid blood work. And you're not really checking the thyroid completely mm-hmm. if you're not doing the iodine test too.
Iodine.
Right. Otherwise, if your iodine's low, it doesn't matter what the thyroid levels on the hormone say because it's not going to be an active thyroid hormones.
So very important, the iodine. Very important. Included in the Prather profile.
That is.
Well, what is the percentage of people whose thyroid checks out normal?
Interestingly, in our office, it's only about 5%.
That have a normal thyroid.
Have a normal functioning thyroid.
Wow, 5%.
Right. Now, that's according not to disease care model, but right. according to the homeostasis. Mm-hmm. You know, what we deal with structure function. So once we can get people's thyroids actually normalized, it's amazing how many of those symptoms go away. It really has a very, very specific numbers is what is ideal. And it's ideal on everyone. One of the things that I've done is being able to educate the medical doctor and the nurse practitioners who come into our office. Because they're like, well, the thyroid's normal. And I say, no, it's not. I have to show them on that as we start to get them trained. Show them how important that is to get those thyroid numbers exactly where they need to be. And then all of a sudden, people say their symptoms go away. We can tell exactly when we get the numbers absolutely perfect that the person's going to get better. So the blood work is extremely accurate. It's just that they weren't being specific enough and thorough enough.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
An important announcement for our WIBC listeners. Starting Sunday, October 27th, The Voice of Health moves up an hour earlier to our new time slot. You can now hear The Voice of Health every Sunday night at 8 p.m. on 93.1 FM WIBC. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, I have a special guest today, Emily. We're glad to have you today, Emily.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And you wanted to share your story of your journey, how you got to the Prather Practice. Let's start there. What Yes. brought you into the Prather Practice?
Well, I have had something my whole life that was like a condition, something going on with my neck, and I didn't know it was actually a thing, but finally I Googled the right symptoms, and I found out that I needed to find an upper cervical chiropractor. And I went to Facebook and posted, and I was recommended. And I was always very wary of chiropractors. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be, I don't know, manhandled or like the rough kind of chiropractor. So when I found out that it was a non-twisting or very gentle, yeah. That's when I was like, okay, this could be for me. And I want to find out if they can help me.
Uh-huh. Don't you love that Google?
Oh, yeah. Well, Facebook crowdsourcing is awesome.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I just saw that you recommended us on social media.
I did,
so thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, of course.
So you found that the Atlas Orthogonal through the Google and that type of adjustment.
Yeah, and I found out that you guys are one of the only or few places that could do that kind of adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is a really rare thing that was going on with me, but I haven't had any issues, any episodes at all since I've had that adjusted. So that has been very, very exciting.
Oh, that is exciting. And Dr. Dodge is here with us too. So
Hello.
Anything you want to add? Because I know you've been the one adjusting her. When you said too, how long has it been since you've come to the Prather Practice?
Maybe a couple months.
Mm-hmm. That's what
but
I was thinking.
I used to have an episode with my, it was like a neck tongue thing. Mm-hmm. I haven't had an episode. I used to have one like once a month or twice a month. Just depends for my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really been life changing for just an adjustment that seems so simple, that was so, you know, articulated for my exact issue.
Mm-hmm.
That could be so helpful.
Great. So what services have you received here?
I've received adjustments, rehab, because we want to make sure adjustments don't move,
mm-hmm.
acupuncture, massages. The massages have been amazing. That's another thing that I have been wary of my whole life. I don't like getting massages because they hurt,
mm-hmm.
but they're so different here. So that's been really, really a treat. And then just everyone making sure you're doing all right and checking on you. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's been really nice.
That's great. And I know you just had your treatment before this interview, so you're nice and relaxed.
If I'm a little sleepy sounding, that's why. I just had a nice massage and then acupuncture, so.
And then you are newly pregnant, so congratulations.
I am. That. Thank
that's
you.
So exciting. This is your second pregnancy.
Yes.
And you're getting adjusted. And what's nice is the non-force adjustment, mm-hmm. right, that is helpful and can help you through your pregnancy.
Yeah, it's not scary at all. And I was always so weary, so it's been awesome. And yeah, of course, the low back pain, all those things start to happen when you're pregnant, but I can get adjusted and I feel great.
Uh-huh.
You know, you said something, if you don't mind me commenting on, you said it's not scary at all.
Yeah.
And the thing I remember the most is when she first came in, I think scared would be the best adjective to use. She was very nervous, and we just took her by the hand and explained mm-hmm. everything that was going on, and now she's never scared of getting on the table, never scared going to any of her other services in the office, and mm-hmm. She's one of our best patients.
Your activator tool, and you've explained how it works too, so it really makes sense to me on how it's moving things around without like that those forceful adjustments.
Mm-hmm. So how'd you get past that, being nervous?
Just being told what I wanted to hear, that it wasn't a forceful and twisting and popping chiropractor or chiropractic office. Once I heard that, I'm like, well, what else is there? Like, that's all I thought there was. So, I mean, I was very against chiropractor care before coming. Mm-hmm. Like, I would tell friends, like, don't go to a chiropractor. They'll hurt you, and then you'll feel like you have to keep going for, you know, every single day forever. And it's not been the case. I've been feeling myself getting better. I mean, I haven't had another episode with my neck, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's wonderful. And you're young, you know, and it's so important for people that are young to be checked for chiropractic, because I was somewhere the other day, and this poor man was almost at 90 degrees, hunched over, you know? Mm-hmm. And you just think, if people would start younger with their adjustments, would things be different as they aged?
Yeah, could you imagine how you would have been if you hadn't gotten this help in 10, 20, 30 years from now?
It was getting worse. It was getting progressively worse.
Yeah.
The first time I had this, it was like, oh, okay, that happens. And then it got worse every year. And then it's getting more frequent too. So I don't think I could have gone longer. I had to Google the right symptoms and get help.
Yeah. And what you have is pretty rare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So someone listening out there that might feel the same way you used to feel about chiropractic adjustments, or been thinking about coming to the Prather practice, what would you say to them to encourage them?
I would say, if you're looking for a place that cares about you but also doesn't do those forceful, scary adjustments, I mean, I don't know the words for that, but mm-hmm. if you've been afraid of things like that where you feel like it's going to hurt or it's going to hurt you further, everything is so gentle and so just minimal tweaking that it just gets better, and to just do it because you don't know like how pain-free you could be.
Mm. Wonderful. Well, thanks, Emily. Thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you.
And I know that it'll be helpful for someone out there.
Definitely. I really hope somebody hears this and comes in and changes their pain levels in their life, for sure.
And thank you, Dr. Dutch.
Oh, my pleasure.
For adjusting her.
Thank you.
It's been my pleasure, honestly. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Yeah, now you have way more to adjust being pregnancy, but it's getting better.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
An important announcement for our WIBC listeners. Starting Sunday, October 27th, The Voice of Health moves up an hour earlier to our new time slot. You can now hear The Voice of Health every Sunday night at 8 p.m. on 93.1 FM WIBC.